Okay. All right. Here we go. All right. In 3, 2, 1, go. Welcome to the Start From Scratch podcast show. I am your host, Troy Williams. We are back at it again. This is pod 189. Welcome back. Thank you. You're welcome. Please sit down. Sit down, everyone. Enjoy the show. Got a big show in front of you guys today. I really felt like I was hosting this night show. But no, yeah, welcome to Star Trek Podcast Show, Pod 189. Oh, man, look, what's going on out there, man? We are in, what are we in right now? November's almost over. Breaking news, November's almost over. It's next week. This year is just, I know it's not just me, because everybody I talk to has said this year has just blown by, and I cannot agree more. I mean, one person said that, yeah, that's what happens when you get older, but even kids are saying it. Even some kids are saying it. So I don't know. I think I did a show earlier this year when they said the Earth was moving faster or rotating faster. So look, I don't know. No scientists here. No scientists here. Okay, but something's up. Something's up, man. Either, you know, they say time flies when you're having fun. Either I'm having too much fun, we're all having too much fun. Watching this whole thing burn down. if you're having fun and, you know, time flies, you know, flies by quicker. So I don't know, but yeah, we're in November. Thanksgiving next week. I have zero plans. Gonna just see what happens. I just putting it out there right now, because I don't even know if I'm gonna do a show next week. As I don't know if you noticed, I haven't been cranking these podcasts out as regularly as I used to. That's because life. That's life, man. There's a lot of stuff going on. But yeah. So I don't know if I'll do an episode next week. But yes, Thanksgiving, and like I said, no plans. Probably. I may go to a friend's house and, do Thanksgiving there. I think my mom's going to be in town that week. Or the day after. I don't know. Not 100% sure. But, look, man. We'll just see what happens. I'm honestly in the mood to just be like, you know what? Totally fine. Just getting some go to Costco, get me a little rotisserie chicken. You know, they got the pre-made mac. I'm not gonna give away my secrets. But let's get the shout outs out the way. Shout out to Spotify, Anchor, and whatever platform you may be listening through. Follow us on IG, Start From Scratch Podcast, all one word. That's Start From Scratch Podcast, all one word. And you can follow me on Twitter. That's @original_TB, @original_TB, because I may not be tweeting much longer, apparently. I tweet sometimes, but it looks like those sometimes might be over. Elon Musk went rogue, and it's not looking good. Okay? It's not looking good. He's firing everyone from Twitter. He's letting you guys know he doesn't care. He wants to, you can't work from home anymore. I think I talked about that a few shows ago, earlier during the summer, how he was like, everyone gets back to work at Tesla. And so now he's on Twitter. He's doing it. He's going bonkers, apparently. Everyone's saying this is the end of Twitter. RIP Twitter. So, yeah, I don't know what's going on. I don't know. Maybe it's time for Twitter to go. And it got me thinking, I think it's really time for IG to go. I think it's time for all of them to go. Get rid of all the social media platforms. Just a thought. You know, but yeah, Elon's blowing up Twitter. You know, that's going on. I really don't want to get into too many details of that. So yeah, that's kind of one of the big topics this in the news cycle right now. I'm just glad we're not talking about Kanye and Kyrie and that whole thing. I'm glad we got that out the way. If you didn't see it, Dave Chappelle, he hosted SNL last week. And I think he kind of just closed the casket on all that. I'm not going to go into a lot of what he said. If you haven't seen it, go check it out on YouTube or something. Dave Chappelle monologue on SNL. But I think he kind of just touched all the bases and just gave everyone what they wanted. And we're just gonna close the chapter on that one, you know? Just let it go. Just gonna let that one go, you know? It's over. Okay. You know, so yeah, glad that's out of the news cycle. So yeah. That's what's going on. And then you got Trump. What did Donnie do this time? I told you guys he's going to do it, man. What did he do? He announced his re-election his new campaign for 2024. And nothing to see there, honestly. Honestly, nothing to see there. I told you before, I'm not going to be blindsided by his tricks if he does get elected, or even just as he's running his campaign. I'm not going to, like I said, we already saw his playbook before. I can't see his presence in politics having the same effect as it did last time. Last time it was must see TV, I must say. And it still is. He's entertaining. He's entertaining, but I don't think anyone's going to be too surprised about things he says. He's already, you know, in his announcement speech, he already said some pretty ridiculous things, like he's going to lock up all the drug dealers. Okay. All right. Good to know, Donnie. Glad to know what your number one, what you're going to get to first when you get back in office. So, but I'm not going to be impressed by Donnie. I'm not going to be shocked by anything he does this time. If anything, I'm just going to be like, hey, let's just get this over with, buddy. I'm really not going to try to pay too much attention to the whole thing. You know? I really got nothing. Nothing I want to talk about. Damn. Is it over? Is the Start From Scratch podcast finally over? I got nothing. What is this? What is today's day? 11/18? I got nothing. I guess that's why I haven't been doing as many episodes. I think I'm tired. I think I'm just over it. I was supposed to make $1 million and it didn't. Like, I was supposed to make $1 million by now and it didn't happen yet. But you know what? I was listening to the radio and they talked about how they evaluate businesses. So, like, say a business is worth $2 billion. It's not like a business is really actually worth $2 billion at that moment. It's $2 billion. It's like whatever that business is worth then, it's times 8, and they project it out. And whatever that number is, if it's in the billions, then that's how they be like, okay, they'll put on Forbes billionaire. That's why Kanye West was a billionaire and on the Forbes list. So technically speaking, if we project out what Start From Scratch is doing, times that by 8. You don't know what my numbers look like. You don't know what my numbers look like, okay? So you project that out times 8. I think I'm worth $1 million. Actually, I did accomplish my goal. Congratulations to me. There you go. I mean, I think that's what it is. I think I hit the goal and I say, you know what? There's nothing else to do there. I gotta find something else to challenge me. Okay. Oh man. But seriously, that's how they evaluate businesses. So yeah, man. So look, there you go. You're talking to a millionaire for sure. Multi-millionaire, actually. So not just one million. Multiple millions. Okay, get it right. Man. But what else happened? Look. I mean, honestly, there's a lot of things to talk about. I'll be honest. There's a lot of things that you can talk about, and I'm trying my best to avoid talking about all the crazy stuff going on, like the bad stuff. You know, I'm literally trying to like avoid talking about any of that stuff because it's too much. It's too much sometimes. I mean, look. Sometimes it's appropriate. I get it. If the issue's that big. But you don't want to tune in this and hear a lot of bad stuff. But that's what's going on. That's what's going on, you know. I mean, another news, I went to physical therapy. So I don't know if you guys remember, I fractured my finger playing basketball about 10 months ago. And I never went to the doctor to get checked out until late last month. So I finally went to physical therapy for it. And look, it's on my left hand, and it's getting a lot better. I think, I started on October 25th. So yeah, a little less than a month. I just finished my last therapy session yesterday, and made massive improvements. And they said, "You look like you're completely healed." And I said, I know. It's so crazy. So yes, like I said, I messed up my finger. Like I said, fractured my finger. So now they're in physical therapy. They're like testing my strength, my grip, on each hand. So like I said, I messed up my left hand. So I'm testing the grip. He's like, okay. He's like, "Oh, you're strong. That's a pretty good grip." He's like, "I can tell it's not as strong as you want it to be. Let's test your right hand just to see what your strength is at." I mean, through the scales, he said, "Wow, it's very rare to find someone with strength like that." And I said, "I know." Look, I'm not making up. That's actually really what he said. He's like, "Man, it's very rare to see somebody with strength like that." Now, granted, most of the people inside the physical therapy, whenever I went up there, they were older people, so they probably weren't used to seeing that kind of strength, you know. But you just said I was rare. I'm a rare breed, man. Rare breed. So yeah, that's what I've been up to these days. What is it called? I forget the rating system is called. The Nielsen rating? Either way, so I got a package in the mail probably about a year ago. And I threw it in my car. I was like, whatever. But it was like a Nielsen's rating survey or whatever. I was like, whatever. I don't care about this thing. So this is probably like a year ago. So I'm cleaning out my car. So I see all this old mail, getting mail, taking it inside. So I'm opening everything, even stuff that looks stupid. I'm just making sure nothing's important. I get to this Nielsen rating. I could be saying it wrong. I don't have it in front of me. But I get to this Nielsen rating envelope and open it up. It's $5 in there. I said, "What?" They said, "We just want to give you $5 to fill out this survey." I said, "Excuse me? I've never had anything like that." So they just sent me $5 for. So I filled that survey out. And they said, "If you complete the survey, we're going to send you $20. And I filled out that survey, and now I'm going to get $20. Okay? Looking for that soon. Get about 3 gallons of gas with that. Let's go. Let's go. And speaking of gas, that hasn't gone down at all. It went down for a little bit. For a second, what was it, like maybe October, beginning of October, they were like, "Oh, we're gonna pump some more gas into this supply chain. It's going to lower the prices." I think it went down for like $1 for like 2 days. And they were like, "You know what? Put it back up." And so it's just up. Okay? Everything's just up. It's up and stuck. Okay? I was watching. Okay. Switching topics. But I was reading the story, someone was telling the story on YouTube about how, now, let me see if I can set this up correctly. This girl, which is a trans woman, so they used to be a boy. And they've been transitioning since they were a teen. So long story short, this girl was with her boyfriend, and apparently he didn't know she was trans. She didn't know he was trans. And which I don't know how, like, that's your girlfriend, but whatever. The girl ended up staying with the guy and her parents for like 2-3 months, and they had no idea she was trans. And I'm just like, how did he, I forget, how do you not figure these things out? And it just started getting me thinking, because like I said, she was transitioned, because it's a video. It's a video, so you can see her. And usually when a guy is trans, I can just by the bone structure and the face and all that stuff, I can usually tell, for the most part. I can usually tell. But not when they've been transitioning since they were a teenager, and now they're like 25. I'm watching this video, and I'm like, I can't tell at all. That looks like a born female. And that's when I said, God has to come get us now. Lord, Look, seriously, you know what happens next. I can't tell the difference between men and women anymore. It may sound funny, but it's going to get to a point. Okay? For guys and gals, no matter male or female, you're going to have to ask them, like, what do you identify as? Okay, so they say I identify as a woman. Okay, did you used to be a guy? You might have to start asking these questions. No one wants to talk about that, huh? But isn't that crazy though? That's where we are in this world. That's where we are. Yeah, I saw that. I said, yep, he's on his way. I was like, can't come sooner. Can't come sooner. Can't tell the difference, man. This is exactly why you can't be in the club no more. I'm sorry, fellas. I mean, for everyone, cover your ears. It might get a little PG, but I mean, back in the day, and I'm not saying this is okay at all. But back in the day, you in the club, you might see a little shorty. I don't talk like that. Why did I say shorty? You might see a little tenderoni. And, whatever, but y'all in the club, y'all dance or whatever, having drinks, whatever, and then, you might start kissing and making out. Y'all know it happens. It happens. Like I said, I haven't done any activities like that in the club in a very long time. Can't even remember the last time I did it, but I know I've done those things back in the day. But I'm just like, now, if I was in the club, I would be so like, no. I'm like, what if that's a guy? I mean, granted, you probably shouldn't be kissing anybody in the club, but Usher said we got to make love in this club, so where are we going to do it? We got to start somewhere. You got to start here. But yeah, so nowadays you can't just be like, oh, hey, ooh, hi. Oh, you look good dancing, get some drinks going, and start making out. You got to ask the question, were you born a male or female? I think it's fair, right? It has to be. It has to be fair. It's a fair question to ask. It's only fair. I just gotta know. I gotta know, man. What were you born as? Before we go any further with this, because the looks alone just ain't gonna get it. They could have been transitioned, because look, that's what parents are doing these days. You see D. Wade and his daughter that was born a boy, right? She been transitioning since that she was like 8. Now look at her. What? In 5 years, you ain't even gonna be. No one's gonna know the difference. That's where we're at, man. That's where we're at in America. There's a question going on around the streets. And it's just a question. I have no opinion on it at all. I mean, I do have an opinion, but I'm not firmly standing on anything. I think everyone everyone has the right to their own opinion in this case. But the question is, guy and girl doing their thing, right? Doing their thing. Okay? Look. Probably haven't even dated that long. Maybe let's just say they've been seeing each other for a month now. Hypothetical. They've been having sex. And all of a sudden, unprotected, hey. Takes two to tango, right? But then she ends up getting pregnant. Now, you guys aren't even in a serious relationship. Okay? She says she's pregnant. Oh, God. You ain't even in that. Everyone's guilty. Look, you didn't wear, guy didn't wear a condom. I mean, girl wasn't on birth control. Okay, we did what we did. And then the guy says, I don't want to do this. What can we do? Who? How much decision should the man be involved in whatever happens next? And what I mean by that, say the man's like, I don't want to do this. Whatever reason it is, I'm not ready to do this. But the woman says, I'm going to keep it anyway. And you guys have only known each other a month. If that. Is the man wrong for wanting to strangle this woman for trying to have this kid? Knowing good well, it's about to be raised in a single, most likely a single parent home. It's going to be some co-parenting situation, and that's not the ideal situation for any child. Okay? And the man, he knows that. He knows, no, this is not going to be good. It's not going to be ideal. This is not what I envision. I'm not taking any responsibility from the man, but at the end of the day, the decision really falls on the woman, right? So how upset should the male be? Should the male just go, man, I messed up. You know, I should have wore a condom. And is that the end all? Because, yeah, of course, the man could have wore a condom, but the woman, she could have been on birth control too. But hey, maybe she wanted a baby, which goes to my next question. Why would you want a baby in that situation? Trey, have you been through something lately? Maybe. Do you want to talk about it now? No. This is a hypothetical situation. Okay, it's a hypothetical, everyone. But who's wrong? Okay? Who's right and who's wrong? The world wants to know. Who's right, who's wrong? Okay? Me, my own personal opinion, like I said before, I preface this by saying, I know the guy probably should have wore a condom and whatever. Probably shouldn't even been sleeping together. Got it. But it happened. It takes two to tango. But the guy knows this is a bad situation. Why doesn't the woman realize that? Not speaking from experience, but I know someone out there hears me or can relate. Who's that? I mean, is it wrong for the guy to feel like the woman's being stupid? Because in the guy's mind, we already know how this is going to work out. Because I already know you're not wifey, right? So this is going to be a co-parenting situation. But now I'm mad at you for even wanting to make this decision. And I get it. I put myself in the situation. But now you want to bring a child into the world in this kind of environment? I don't know. It's you really want to be a single mother that bad? Because if I'm telling you off top, it ain't happening. Now tell me. I don't know. Some probably have already been in this situation. You know? Just something that was on my mind. Moving on. Okay, before I get out of here, I don't know what's going on with this whole. Look, in case you guys haven't heard, there was a big market or cryptocurrency crash with this whole FTX thing. Apparently, this phenom billionaire kid lost $10 billion in one day with this cryptocurrency stuff. Excuse me. Sorry about that. Apparently a lot of people lost money and a lot of people aren't believing in this cryptocurrencies thing anymore. If you haven't heard about it, check it out. Where do I stand on cryptocurrency? I say everyone still be skeptical. Be skeptical about everything right now, 2022. Nothing is for certain at this point. But crypto, I got some crypto and it's always been. It's up and down. It's up and down. And like I said, stocks are pretty much down right now. But this was a big deal. He lost. It's a weird situation. It's like it's a deep story. But I don't think all the details are out now. But you guys will be hearing about this sooner. It's crazy. Like literally, billions and billions of dollars were lost. So yeah. Okay, well, I think that's probably gonna do it for me, man. If I don't make it to podcast next week, I'm gonna try. We'll see what happens. We'll see how busy things get. But if you guys don't hear from me, man, happy Thanksgiving, man. And I will see you guys in December. If you don't hear from me next week, Start Sketch Podcast, Troy Williams, I'm out.